ADL drops glossary of extremism over one-sided criticism of Charlie Kirk. By Joel B. Polak on October 1, 2025. The Anti-Defamation League, ADL, has deleted its glossary of extremism after conservatives criticized the descriptions of Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA, among other groups, in the wake of Kirk's assassination. The Jewish Insider reported. Under pressure from Elon Musk, Donald Trump Jr. and prominent right-wing activists in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the Anti-Defamation League is removing from its website the glossary of extremism and hate, one of the organization's signature anti-hate resources. The database identifies over 1,000 terms relating to extremist ideologies and groups, and it has faced scrutiny in recent days after viral social media posts revealed that the glossary of extremism included an entry about the slain Turning Point USA founder and his organization. An ADL spokesperson confirmed that the organization removed the glossary entirely and that it does not consider PUSA an extremist group. The glossary no longer appears on the ADL website. Some of the criticism of the glossary was misleading, such as a complaint that the ADL opposed Christian identity. Screenshots of the ADL's website were cropped to suggest that the ADL opposed Christian identity in a general sense, rather than a specific movement called Christian identity that has inspired extremism. Other criticism accurately pointed out that the ADL's list did not include any mitigating information and was written in a hostile tone. Conservatives blame similar lists, such as a hate map maintained by the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, for inspiring far-left activists to carry out violent attacks against listed groups. The ADL's backgrounder on Turning Point USA remains on the website, but has been updated. The original version, for example, claimed, Kirk has created a vast platform for extremists and far-right conspiracy theorists, who speak and attend his annual America Fest and other events sponsored by PUSA. The new version adds, Kirk himself publicly condemned such groups, insisting that they did not represent PUSA and their beliefs. It also includes the fact that Kirk spoke out against anti-Semitism and in defense of Israel. The new version remains one-sided in its description of Kirk and PUSA, claiming, for example, individuals associated with PUSA have a history of bigoted statements about the black community, the LGBTQ community and specifically transgender people, and other minority groups. It ignores the role of PUSA in inspiring and promoting black conservatives. ABC News reported after Kirk's assassination. The death of Charlie Kirk has left a generation of young black conservatives grieving not only the loss of an influential figure but also the man they say built a community where they felt they belonged. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.